Die Detektor FM Session live im Studio.
Präsentiert von Dokken Lautsprecher. Connected by Music.
Hello and welcome, William Fitzsimmons.
Thank you for having me.
William, today we want to talk a bit about your latest album, Mission Bell. To understand that album, we need to take a look back.
Sure.
Initially, you were recording another album.
Mm-hmm.
What was this old album about? Do you even talk about it anymore?
Yeah. You know, it's funny, a lot of the subject matter was actually the same, as weird as that is. I think I had an awareness of what was going on in my marriage, in my relationship, and it was coming out in the songs before I really knew what was happening. So it was relatively similar in that regard.
Also ich habe ihn gerade gefragt, um das Album, über das wir heute reden wollen, zu verstehen, muss man wissen, dass es ein zweites Album davor gab, was nie aufgenommen wurde. Ich habe ihn gefragt, worum es da ging. Und er sagt, es ging so ungefähr um die gleichen Fächer, das gleiche Thema, das gleiche Feld. Und vielleicht hat er im Nachhinein so ein bisschen gemerkt, dass das, was er da, worüber er da geschrieben hat, schon das berührt hat, was dann hinterher passiert ist, aber es irgendwie nicht so rauskam, wie es damals hätte rauskommen sollen. So due to the separation from your wife, you decided to drop the entire album entirely and started to produce a new one.
Yeah.
In such a difficult situation, how was it possible even for you to start making music again?
Well, I didn't. Everything was intimately connected with the music I was making. It's not like there was the record and then all the personal stuff was over on the other side. It was all kind of mixed together. So I didn't really pick up a guitar for several months, and I was very lucky that I had good people around me, the people on my team, the record labels and my manager, very supportive, and they kind of gave me time to figure out what to do, because I just wasn't ready. You know, it would have been a disaster to try to do it again. I knew that I loved music, but I couldn't listen to music. I couldn't. The idea of touching the guitar almost made me sick. It was really weird.
But was there a necessity at some point for you to start making music again?
I didn't know for sure. Like what I thought about quitting at that point, because it was so like when you look at the guitar and you almost have like a physical negative reaction, you know, you're thinking like, I don't know how or if I'm going to get over it. It ended up starting to be a part of actually healing a little bit and writing again. And it was almost like journaling out what was going on. And it wasn't a necessity to start up. I started back up and started just reworking everything whenever I felt like it was the right time. And I think that was a few months, I think, later.
William Fitzsimmons ist hier im Studio und ich habe ihn gefragt nach dem, sagen wir mal, emotionalen Flugzeugabsturz, die das Scheitern seiner zweiten Ehe, wie man das vielleicht bezeichnen könnte, ob er danach und wie er danach noch Musik machen konnte. Und er hat erstmal gesagt, ja, es ging erstmal gar nicht. Mehrere Monate hat er keine Gitarre mehr in die Hand nehmen wollen und sogar darüber nachgedacht, vielleicht mit der Musik ganz aufzuhören, was natürlich extrem schade wäre. Aber dass man sich an so einem Punkt dann irgendwann fragt, wenn man eine physische Reaktion und wirklich Schmerzen empfindet, wenn man seine Gitarre anguckt, ist natürlich auch klar. In an interview, you said that the whole album, the second one, the Mission Bell, that mm-hmm. finally got released, was recorded on tape. On a tape recording machine.
Right.
Was that a conscious decision to use that kind of recording device? And why did you decide for it?
The producer that I ended up working with, Adam Landry, he's a pretty big tape guy. I was really scared, but he was pretty insistent, especially with how emotional the record was, that he thought something about doing it on tape where it really limits what you can do. You know, with digital, you could line up 64 tracks and do 100 takes of each thing and just cut it all together. But with tape, it's, you know, you don't have that many options. It's like, dude, we only have so much physical space on this, you know, on this little magnetic strip. So it made it less precious. It was just about making the music. You know, we didn't have to worry about everything being so perfect and polished. You know, if it was a good take and if we felt something while we were doing it, It's done, you know.
Also ich habe gerade gefragt, warum es eine Entscheidung war und ob es eine bewusste Entscheidung war, auf ein Mehrspurgerät die Albumaufnahmen aufzunehmen. Und sein Producer und mittlerweile guter Freund Adam Landry hat das wohl so ein bisschen durchgedrückt, könnte man vielleicht sagen. Andererseits sagt William Fitzsimmons hier, diese Begrenzung hat ihm auch ganz gut getan, um ein bisschen vielleicht den Perfektionismus fallen zu lassen und einfach wieder ans Musikmachen zu kommen.
We're gonna talk a little bit more about Mission Bell later, but now we'll hear a song for you. Which one is the first song that you're gonna play for us?
This one's called Angela.
I can't believe that we burned through this old pack of cigarettes. I swear to God there is nothing to do in this town. Maybe we'll find out that we're just not made for each other. Hell, I don't care, you're the best thing that I've had. Sooner or later we end up as fragile compartments, tired of carrying a soul that is so far from home. I never said I was scared of eventually dying. My only fear is I might have to do it. Wherever you go, I'll find you. I'll find you, Angela. Sometimes at night I can still see you laying beside him, whispering about all the hurt that you're leaving behind. They tell me Jesus can fix all of us who need healing. Wonder if he'll think of me when you open. Wherever you go, I'll find you. I'll find you, Angela. Wherever you go, I'll find you. I'll find you.
William Fitzsimmons ist das mit Angela bei uns im Detektor FM Studio und in der Detektor FM Session. William, even though Mission Bell is about a very painful time, it doesn't sound embittered at all to me.
Right.
I always ask myself the question, you know, I've had heartbreaks and breakups
sure.
too.
Yeah.
I don't want to compare it in any way, but the feeling I get is rage. Is music not a thing where you put that pent-up rage into, or why does it usually sound a little more sad than mad?
Anger to me it's a part of it, but when I write, I always seem to go through that as I'm writing. You know, the first songs I wrote after this experience were really angry and really bad. When I started to actually process everything, it was just the sadness that was left. Does that make sense? That was the truth. The anger was there and it was true, but the bigger truth was just the sadness.
Hmm. Also ich habe ihn gefragt, warum er in dem neuen Album Mission Bell, warum die Songs überhaupt nicht verbittert klingen und so ein bisschen meine persönliche Regung nach ja, Trennungen oder Verlust oder Trauer, wie auch immer, ist auch häufig Wut. Und ich habe mich gefragt, warum oder ihn gefragt, warum das, dieses Gefühl sozusagen gar nicht auf dieser Platte vorkommt. Und er hat gesagt, dass Wut für ihn auch dazugehört, zu diesen 5 Trauerphasen, aber dass dann sich das im Songwriting nicht so besonders gut niedergeschlagen hat, sondern dass er die wütenden Songs, die er anfangs geschrieben hat, sehr, sehr schlecht fand und die traurigen sozusagen eine höhere Wahrheit für ihn haben. You studied psychology. Did that knowledge, because it's more or less theoretical knowledge, right?
Right.
In opposed to the practical,
yeah.
Catastrophe, you mm-hmm. might say. Did it help you in any way to rationalize?
Oh, man, that's a great question. There's a thing that we always said in the therapy world, which was insight does not necessarily lead to action. So I can know, you know, a theoretical idea that might be really true and powerful, but if I don't act on it, if I don't, you know, accept it into myself or actually do some action related to that, then nothing changes, you know? So I think overall there was probably the one thing that I knew is that I already believed in a process of healing, that it's possible. And that came from my education, that if you do the work, if you go through the grief, if you take part in therapy, for some people that's important, you know, all those different actions. But so the knowledge is great, but without the action, nothing changes, you know.
William Fitzsimmons, vielleicht weiß man das, vielleicht aber auch nicht, hat Psychologie studiert und ich habe ihn gefragt, ob sozusagen dieses theoretische Wissen da in irgendeiner Art und Weise ihm geholfen hat bei dem Überkommen oder bei dem Durchmachen von dieser emotionalen Vollkatastrophe, nenne ich es mal. Und er hat gesagt, dass die Einsicht noch lange nicht heißt, dass man dann auch handelt, aber erst natürlich irgendwie geschafft hat, weil man eben ein bisschen die Arbeit sozusagen machen kann und weiß, wie es geht. Mission Bell is not your first album about...
Dude, I have so many. I can't count the number of like relationship breakup records that I have. If people hate me for that reason, I don't blame them at all. You know what I mean? Like, it's kind of ridiculous. But honestly, man, this is what I'm supposed to be doing right now. And I don't know if in 5 years I'm going to write something completely different. But you have to write what you know. You have to write your experience. You know, like, that's why I'm on the earth, is to make these songs right now. I really believe that.
Also ich wollte ihn gerade fragen, weil Mission Bell nicht sein erstes Album über eine Trennung ist, ob er da irgendwelche Unterschiede sieht, und er ist mir da so ein bisschen ins Wort gefallen und hat gesagt, ja, die Leute können mich gerne dafür nicht mögen, dass ich das so mache, und ich kann gar nicht zählen, wie viele Alben ich über Trennungen gemacht habe, aber ich schreibe halt darüber, was ich weiß und was ich kann, und ich habe so ein bisschen das Gefühl, dass ich auch dafür hier ein bisschen auf dieser Welt bin. So let's talk a little bit more about the global focus. You seem to reveal a lot of your personal life in your music, and yeah. Also you post, for example, pictures of your daughters mm-hmm. on Facebook. Are you never afraid to reveal yourself or to reveal such personal details?
No. I like being able to fellowship with, like, connect with people in those ways. I don't really like the shallow end of the pool. You know, I want to go into the deep end of the pool with human beings and with myself. And you only get there with vulnerability. You have to show yourself. And, you know, there's no fear in me at all. I actually think if you're vulnerable with people, that it's almost a better way to go about it. I think it puts people at ease. There's a cost to being that vulnerable sometimes. I mean, this is, the last few tours have been really hard personally. Just having to play some of these songs is like, it's brutal, because I'm not making this stuff up. You know, I live this and I'm living it right now. But I think that's what I'm supposed to do, you know? So somebody can come to a show and hear that, and maybe it changes something in their heart, you know? It's hard stuff, but it's good to go there sometimes.
Ich habe nochmal so ein bisschen den Fokus darauf gelegt, so generell, was er bereit ist, von sich preiszugeben. Er tut das unter anderem auch, indem er teilweise auch Fotos seiner Töchter auf Facebook hochlädt und natürlich wirklich immer sehr, sehr emotional offene Alben und Musik schreibt. Ich habe ihn gefragt, ob er da überhaupt gar keine, sozusagen keine Downside, keine Nachteile sieht. Und er sagt, die Verbundenheit, die man da mit Menschen bekommt, die kann man eigentlich nur so bekommen. Echte Verbindung ist für ihn nur möglich, dadurch, dass er sich halt auch verletzlich gibt. Die Kosten sind zwar durchaus da, das sieht er auch ein, weil er sagt, wenn er diese Songs dann spielt, dann durchlebt er das auch irgendwie ein bisschen nochmal und ja, geht ihm ja dann vielleicht nicht immer gut dabei, aber er hat gleichzeitig immer das Gefühl, das hier, das sollte ich machen. Well, thank you very much, William Fitzsimmons. You're gonna play one more song for us. Which is it gonna be?
This is a brand new one that I just wrote. I'm working on a new record right now.
Already?
Yeah. It's almost totally written. I don't know when we'll record it, but this one's called "To Love Forever."
Had a dream where I saw you through the windows of our old house. You were looking for somewhere to go. You were stern but enchanting, and you changed quite a bit who you are, but I still see a light in your eyes. And we tried to love forever. And we tried to love forever. I was wrong to control you, try to make you be somebody else, not to let you just be who you are. I hope you can forgive me. I hope you can let all of this go. You will find what you seek.
William Fitzsimmons mit To Love Forever in der Detektor FM Session. Die komplette Session gibt's später zum Nachhören und Nachsehen online auf Detektor FM. And I say thank you for visiting us, William Fitzsimmons.
Thank you for having me.
Die Detektor FM Session live im Studio.
Präsentiert von Dokin Lautsprecher. Connected by Music.